Our help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsakes the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. We have one announcement this morning, congregation. On behalf of the consistory, we wish to remind the congregation of the catechism closing evening tomorrow night at 7:15. Let us now continue with the singing of Psalter number 368, the first four stanzas. Arise, O Lord, our God, arise, and enter now into thy rest. O let this house be thy abode, forever with thy presence. Bless, O 1 through 4 of 368. God's holy word this morning. We wish to read together from the gospel according to Luke, the 22nd chapter, the verses 1 through 20. But before that, let us hear from God's holy law as we find recorded in Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We say once again, we read from the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter, 1 through 20. And now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into this city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and ye shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not eat any more thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. So far the scripture reading. We wish to remember in prayer this morning Marla Van Leer, the infant daughter of Adrian and Tammy Van Leer, who remains in the hospital, and also Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Stouchesdijk. We're blessed with the birth of a baby girl who is in the NICU in Calgary. Let us try to seek the Lord and ask for his help and his blessing upon word and sacrament this morning. Gracious, eternal, high and holy Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, Thou who from Thy throne on high looks ever down with clear and searching eye on all that dwell below, Thou who fashioned heart and mind looks ever down on all mankind, the thoughts of their hearts to know, Lord, it is the morning of Thy day. It is after a week of preparation that has been set before the congregation. And now the hour may come where the Holy Supper which Thou hast instituted, of which we have read in Thy word, has come also among us. Then those words have already sounded in the walls of Thy house, This do in remembrance of me. And have those words resounded in the hearts of Thy people this morning? Perhaps when they came out of their bed, when they had to go upon their knees, and they had nothing in their hands to bring. O Lord, then, with a trembling voice, they had to cry unto Thee to say, O Lord, now that hour is come. That day is here, and the call shall soon go out. The Master is there, and how shall it be, Lord, that I may hear Thy voice, that I may not deny Thee what Thou hast done in my heart and in my life. Thou knowest this morning, O Lord, how they have come into Thy sanctuary. Thou knowest the burdens. Thou knowest the riddles. Thou knowest the attacks that have taken place in the week. Thou knowest the feebleness of their knees. Thou knowest the hands that hang down so faint. Thou knowest what has taken place, the multitude of thoughts in their heart. Lord, the arrows that have come from within and from without, and now we beseech Thee, that Thou would take all away but what is of Thee, take all away but what thou art pleased to give anew in the hearts of thy favored ones, that they may come to that holy supper with a desire to be in thy presence, to hear thy voice, to look with that eye of faith upon that broken body and that poured out blood. O Lord, that they may come there as unworthy ones to receive it all out of thy fullness, grace for grace. O Lord, thou knowest how the rest of the congregation has come up. Lord, perhaps there has been no thought and no desire, forgetting even that it was a week of preparation, and so it is in our heart by nature, having no thought and no desire for those things that pertain unto our own salvation, going ever onward and ever forward in the world without God, without hope, and so ignorant of our lost condition before thee. Lord, then may it please thee this morning, that even when that word may go forth, and when that sacrament may be administered, that such would be awakened to that death state, that they cannot continue as they go over this earth with an unconverted heart to meet thee as that just judge, to be cast out of thy presence forever, to never enter into thy house any more. Then remember also the children, the young people among us. Lord, then thou knowest also in their hearts and in their minds this morning all the thoughts that have taken place in the week, adding sin unto sin, and the youthful time in their life is also a breeding ground for it all, it seems. But, Lord, wilt thou awaken in them that tender fear of the Lord in their hearts, to seek thee while thou mayest be found. Lord, wilt thou remember the congregation in their needs and in their cares for body? We have read also unto the congregation that there are those who are in the hospital. Lord, that a little child that has been born but remains there in the hospital, wilt thou grant that strengthening? Wilt thou give what is needed unto the parents? When other parents have also been gladdened with the birth of a child, and, Lord, although there are cares and there are concerns, thus far thou hast made it well. May it please thee to look upon that little one, that it may be one that was born, that must be born again, not only as a lamb upon the field of the church, but maybe as a lamb that must be gathered in to that heavenly fold. Lord, thou knowest the burdens and the difficulties of others, those who are receiving treatments, perhaps, for diseases that take place in the body. May it please thee then to grant a blessing upon the means that may be used. Remember widows, widowers, remember those who are without father and without mother. Remember the empty places and fill them with thine own self also. Remember those who are in the care home that listen along this morning, perhaps. Then thou knowest the weakness, the frailty of the body and of the mind. Perhaps there are those who cannot be reached so easily anymore by man. But, Lord, then wilt thou come with thy spirit that is so irresistible. Then there are no hindrances. Wilt thou visit in the evening of the life for that one thing that is so needful, to give that seeking and that searching after thee until thou mayest be found of them. Lord, wilt thou care for those who are bound to their homes or other places of care, when they may listen along this morning from their place, wilt thou grant a blessing in their own home. Remember the brothers of the consistory here, with the task, with the labors that have been laid upon their shoulders in this congregation, but also the congregation that meets in another place. Lord, wilt thou help them out and help them through when there is an empty office also among this congregation? Then may it please thee in due time, O Lord, to fulfill it with a man of thine own choosing, to set forth one who may bring out those new and old things in that treasure house of thy word. To speak of death in Adam, but to speak of that life in Christ, but also how those two may come together, those leadings of thy people. Lord, that is so missing so often in our day, but that may be heard once again within the congregations to make a people jealous, and to the comfort also of thy people. Lord, then remember us in this hour. Grant what is needed when we may go forth with word and with sacrament, that indeed there may be a comforting to thy people, that there may be a strengthening of that faith, that they may hear thy voice with desire. Have I desired to eat this Passover with you? Lord, that it only comes from that one, and that there is nothing from that side of man. Thy people, they have to learn that so time and time again. But when they may be brought there, then they also desire not to be in any other place. When those eyes may be lifted up from the depths to catch a glimpse of him whom their soul loveth, Lord, may it take place then in the hour that the Master may be here, that thou would come so with thy Spirit to gather round that table with communion with thy people, to enter into their hearts, to establish, to strengthen, and to grant that blessing as only thou canst do. Remember thy servant this morning, who is called upon to bring word and its sacrament unto this congregation. Thou knowest what he stands in need of. Lord, uphold him, but give him the words to speak as well. Grant that unction of that Holy Spirit from above, that fresh anointing, and that what he may bring forth, he may also taste a little of himself. Lord, that it could be that he may see also in this city a large upper room that is furnished, and that is furnished by thee, and that he only has to deal out what he has been given by thee. Lord, may thy blessing rest upon it all. Blot out our many sins in the blood and for the sake of thine own dear Son, in whose name we pray. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offerings are being received, congregation, we wish to sing together from Psalter 198, 1-5 and 7. O God, be thy anointed Son with truth and righteousness endowed, that justice may on earth be done, the meek protected from the proud. 198, 1-5 and 7. The extra collection this morning will be for the Student Support Fund. May the Lord bless you and your gifts. Dear congregation, with what anticipation did the Jewish people look forward to that time of Passover? You can well imagine, young and old, that that was a remembrance for them that gave great joy and great delight. Children, you know that history so well, because then that Passover was instituted when those people of Israel were brought forth out of that land of Egypt, when the Lord did stretch out that mighty arm, when he broke that bondage of that Pharaoh and they could come forth, then that tenth plague had to come. And then the Lord gave commandment unto Moses concerning that lamb that had to be set aside, that had to be kept up close to that family, and on the fourth day had to be slain, and then that blood had to be applied upon the doorpost of that house. And why? Because that angel of death would come through that night, and that only separation would be that blood between the living and between the dead congregation. And then no doubt those members of that household, they looked upon that lamb. No doubt their hands did handle that lamb. And on that Passover day, then their mouth did taste something of that paschal lamb. But our congregation, through those 1500 years, where that commemoration continued to go, how many millions of those Jews did never see that lamb with that eye of faith, who never did behold that blood that had to be applied on that one night as that blood of that greater one who would come, who never with that hand of faith was able to take hold of that one who would come, and who never with that mouth of faith did taste that sweetness of that only way of salvation that is to be found in that only Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. With all their desires, congregation, then they missed that one desire. But this morning, then we want to speak of a desire. We want to speak of that desire of that one, that only begotten of the Father, that desire of Christ I wish to ask your attention for this morning out of our text, which you can find in the 15th verse of that chapter which we have read together, Luke 22, where our text reads as follows, "And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." So far our text words. The desire of Christ this morning, with two thoughts. In the first place, the extent of that desire. "With desire have I desired," he could say unto those disciples, unto who are second place the objects of his desire, those who were gathered around that table with him. The desire of Christ, the extent of that desire, and the objects of his desire. May the Lord grant his blessing upon word and sacrament this morning. Dear congregation, in our thoughts then we see something of that greater paschal lamb. In that chapter that we have read together, then he is gathered in that large upper room with his disciples. He is in that city of Jerusalem where he has come not many days before. There that table has been prepared earlier in that day by those disciples whom he has sent when they came with that question, "Master, where is it that we shall prepare?" And our congregation then as he looks there around that table. Then it is silent, then it is quiet, and suddenly that Savior speaks. He speaks out of the bottom of that heart, our text, with desire. I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. That comes forth with the expression of that strongest language. Some of the expositors say that was in the Aramaic language, where that is doubled with desire, have I desire. Oh, he seeks to make known unto those disciples that burning longing that lies there in that sinless human heart, that longing for which words are too short. Oh, with longing I have longed for this hour. There he seeks to express unto them, to uncover something, what lives within congregation. It is true that would be that last Passover together. And perhaps they had commemorated that three times in those journeyings behind that master with him. And then that longing, that desire, that was not only as one naturally desires to eat that last meal before one would depart because he was going away. Oh, he had already begun to instruct them in that way. No, congregation, that was not without that human love, though. With that master to those 11 friends. Oh, there was 12 there, we read that. But there is one that was an enemy, congregation. There was also that Judas that was among them. But let us never think, congregation, that what came forth out of that heart of that Savior, that was only sentiment there. Oh no, that only begins with man and ends with man, and so often, then those feelings, they are so self-centered, that could never be found in that Master. There is something that was so much deeper. So much more than just that communion. As friends, as it were. Oh, he had said unto them, I call thee no more servants, but I call thee friends. Oh, there was so much more than that communion. Because then that master with that desire, then he was looking forward yet. He was looking forward to what had to take place that evening and the following day. Oh, he was looking forward to what that Passover had long pointed to, congregation. Because then in a moment, then that Passover, then he would, after that Passover, he would institute that Holy Supper of the Lord. Then it could be said as the prophet of old, behold, I make all things new, and how shall that be for those disciples? How shall that be for his church? That could only be by that suffering and by that death of that Savior. And congregation, now think of it. With that before those eyes, he says with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover. I have desired that old may be fulfilled in the new. I have that longing in the bottom of my heart to fulfill that purpose as that mediator. To take away that first, as it were, that I may establish the second, that I may pay that price, that I may come, that I may do that work for which I was sent to do. Oh, disciples, that is a desire that beats in the bottom of that sinless human heart. That is that perfect desire. That is a desire that is so full that has to come out. Oh, congregation, that was a desire that so far surpassed that human soul's looking up against what had to take place. Yet, oh, he saw that most perfectly. Oh, he would say in a couple of hours, let this cup pass from me. And yet now he says with desire, I have desired. That was a desire, congregation. That extended from eternity to perform that will of his Father. That would gather a people unto himself that was a desire that would extend unto eternity, that that people may be bought with that purchase price of his blood. That was a desire to not only be the author, but to be the finisher of that salvation. That was, what does the Apostle Paul say in Hebrews? For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. A congregation that came out of that Savior, out of that mediator's heart, and now who can fathom? Who can imagine that the chief desire to partake of that Passover with those disciples was that heartfelt longing? Because there in those disciples, in those chosen ones, there he saw his church. There he saw all those that the Father would give him. And now it was his desire to make an end to that condemnation that would come upon that people. It was his desire to nail unto that cross that handwriting that was written against them, those sins, congregation. And what would that mean for that Savior? That means he would be betrayed by his enemies. He would be denied by his friends. He would be forsaken of those same disciples. He would be mocked. He would be spit upon. He would be crucified, but what is more, he would have that wrath of his Father, that wrath that was so indivisible. Oh, it would rest upon him. It would be placed upon him because of those sins of those very same people, congregation. And then soon when he would crawl as a worm and no man on that garden of Gethsemane, when that bloody sweat would be poured out, when he would be upon the cross and when he would say, I thirst, perishing in that agony of that crucifixion, what lay there in the bottom of his heart? With desire, have I desired to save such a people who? With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. Those were his disciples, we said. Those were those followers. Those were those ones that he did seek when they were only seeking their own desires. They were in those desires of the world. Oh, do not think that they were without religion, congregation. No, far from it. But oh, then when that servant, when that forerunner had to go before that master, how he did call them with that word, how their eyes were then opened when they had to behold that that axe was laid there at the root of the tree, when they saw that there was no fruit there in their own life, congregation. Oh, where did he call them from? Oh, you say the fishing boat. Oh, they maybe came from the tax collector's booth. Yeah, maybe they came out from under that fig tree and a host of other places. But what is the meaning there? They were called out of that station of life. They were called to be that, to come behind that master. That is true. But they were called, congregation, with that heavenly calling in the heart. They were set apart. Oh, then a wonder had to take place in their heart and in their life. Oh, congregation, then when it came unto that place, behold that Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, then there was a day in the life of those disciples when there was a desire began to be born in a heart that they never had before. Master, where dwellest thou? Master, where is it that we can learn, that we can be instructed in that way? Because what is it that goes on now in my heart? And in my life. And ah, you know what they had to experience, congregation, although they sought to bring forth fruits meet for repentance. You know how it had to come with Peter, depart from me. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. They became so unworthy in themselves. And all that they had that had to come up short time and time again. They had to learn in following that master there would be trials. Trials in the family. Trials from foe. Trials on the sea. Trials even with that master nearby. Master, we perish. You know what they had to learn. If they would take their eyes off that master, then Peter would sink to the bottom of the sea. And now that master says unto them, with desire I have desired. Oh, he earnestly before leaving them desires to show something of what would take place. Oh, they would be scattered. Although at that moment they said, then we will never leave thee. We are willing to die with thee. Now he is willing to show them. And he desires to show them that that Passover lamb, that is that one who is before thee. That is that sacrifice. I am that one, that lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. And I take away your sins, disciples. And now you are to do this in remembrance of me. Therefore I institute that holy supper. Because I desire that thou would look upon me so time and again, in that broken body and in that poured out blood. I desire it for thee, because I know the attacks that will come from within and without. I know how weak it shall come in that life of faith in your heart and in your life. I know what lies before thee. I do it not for my sake, but I do it for your sake, O house of Israel. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you. Oh, that each time that you may do that, you may remember that these are tokens of my death, but that these are tokens of your life. Me for you, and now that is my desire to show it unto you. And that is my desire to point that out unto you so time and time again. Because you are the objects of my grace. You are the objects of my mercy. You are the objects of my desire. And our congregation, as we have said, that was not only those disciples, but that was for that church of all ages. There we find it recorded in God's word this morning. With desire I have desired. For a people that have no desire of themselves by nature. And yet are no strangers to a time when a desire was born from heaven in their heart. Oh, then are there such in our midst this morning when that know of a time when sin became sin and when law became law, when God became God and when guilt became guilt and when lost became lost? Is there a people that know of a time then when there were new desires born in their life? Oh, then it was, Master, where dwellest thou? Master, where dwellest thou? Because then they saw that gulf between God and their soul. Then there was a distance that nothing could bridge anymore. Is there a people this morning, when there came a time in their life when they saw, as it were, through that lattice of the word, that there is one. That there is one that was that sufficient sacrifice that lay open in him. And with that eye of faith, they saw something that was in him, that way, that truth, and that life. That outside of him, they would have to perish forever. A people that became no stranger to that alluring voice. Oh, when he dropped some sweet promise from his word into their heart, congregation. Is there a people this morning that there came a time then it was not only for them, but it was also for me. And then they had to sink away under that wonder of it. And when that soul and that desire to follow hard after thee,
Then I desire to come behind thee. Then they are no strangers to what those disciples also then that desire. Then they long to be with him. Then they long to go with him. Then they long to love him. Then they long to press him close. Then they long to have him that portion forever. Oh, in that tender time when it seemed that that heart would burst for what he had spoken unto them. Then they would come behind him. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee. But with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. And they had to melt under it. They say, ah, Lord, for such a one as me. Then that heart desired to respond unto them, Lord, I will love thee with my strength. You know what that people then respond. Then they respond then with that bride of the Song of Solomon. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. And then they cannot understand it anymore. But what else? It did not remain that way in the life of that people. Oh, at that time, then they thought it shall continue. Then it shall go from strength to strength. But all, then what has become of it? Then they cannot hang on to it. And they could not put it in their pocket. And then they are faced with the question, what are my desires? When they have to learn their own heart as it is uncovered more and more, congregation. Perhaps a people that even came unto the table of the Lord. And now how is it, since the last time that supper was administered? And they say, I should have never come. Because what do I find in my heart in this week of preparation? I find it so cold. I find it so miserable. And although I remember that love more than wine, I am so afraid. Was that only a desire out of a heart that was never touched by grace? Or was that the beginning of that work of that one who said that desired me? What unclean desires I have had from that heart. In all those months that have gone by, a people that when they see it announced that that Holy Supper will be administered, then they say, oh, now what? Oh, Lord, then now how shall it go in my heart? That separation that seems like it has come again, and my sins rise up against me, prevailing day by day. Or perhaps one who says, I have been so slothful. I am like that bride still. I am like that bride that lay there on that bed. My soul sought him this week, but I found him not. I tried to pray. I tried to go on my knees. Maybe it was, Master, where is it that we should prepare? Oh, where is it in his word? Then I go back to where what was so sweet in times past. And I cannot find it anymore. It seems to be all darkness. It seems to be all dried up. In the past I could see that there is a way, but now it is only upside down. Now I stand so far from where I was at one time. And now how shall it go when that hour comes? When the Master is there and when he calls out, then how shall it go? It is so cold, it is so dead. There is so much fear, there is so much anxiety. Do I long? 'Tis the point I long to know. Oft it gives me anxious thought. Am I his or am I not? Is that your trouble this week? Perhaps that was your trouble even this morning. But what did that make your heart cry out? With my soul have I desired thee even in the night. Even when I cannot see it anymore. Oh, there is something that still lies there in the bottom of that heart. That still goes out unto that one. Oh, then I may say unto such, that is a desire that only comes from his desire. That love that lies there in that bottom of the heart. There is that love only because he loves such a one first, that desire. That you may not even call a desire. He knows what it is because he desired first. And now he says unto such this morning, with desire have I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. With desire I have desired. To that extent, from the bottom of my heart, a people who I have loved to the end, he says, to the end of what? To the end of self. To the end of life. To the end of law. To the end of that sin, to that end of that guilt, to that end of that shame. To such this morning, who have nothing in their hands, for whom it was so empty, so miserable, so poor. He says, I desire, like those disciples. They didn't know it anymore. With all that he had spoken unto them, it went backwards from the way they thought it should go. Maybe in times past they had been in that same upper room. I do not know. And then they did not have to ask him where to prepare. Then perhaps they looked with so much longing also to that Passover. But now it comes to that time. Master, where wilt thou have us that we prepare? Then I need it from thee again. Then I need a word from thee again. I need to be brought to thy feet again. O Lord, wilt thou speak then to such? He desires to show this morning that there is a place for such. A large upper room that is furnished congregation. Then there is a table that is prepared. Then there is those signs of that broken body and that poured out blood. Then there is the Master. With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. But our congregation, if we have never seen with that eye of faith that precious Savior for my lost soul, if we have never seen that we go traveling over this earth without a Savior, with no desires whatsoever, only a desire for the world, which we shall eat and what shall we drink, and what we shall put on. If we are still ignorant of that way, if we are still ignorant of that work, of that calling that comes from heaven, if we know not those desires for that Savior, or if we only come with that mental understanding of God's word, then there is no place that is for the people of the Lord. And yet I still must point out this morning, he is that only way. And our congregation, young and old, outside of that Lamb of God, there is no salvation. Do your sins trouble you this morning? What are your desires today? Oh, beg that the Lord may show you more and more of yourself, that he may uncover what you really are, that he may show you what he is in due time. No, that Lord's Supper table, that is not a hurdle. That is a place that is set for a people that may be brought there in due time to know how they come to that table, our congregation. The prophet Haggai says the desire of nations shall come. And then in that passage, that word desire is with capital letters. It speaks of that Savior. He shall come. Oh, pray that we may learn of Him that when He comes in our life, it is here below, that He comes as that lamb. Else one day, He shall come as that lion. Oh, that we need that lamb to atone for our sins before He comes as that lion to punish us for our sins. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Amen. Let us close with prayer. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, after a few words this morning, may it please Thee now to be in our midst. When this sacrament shall be administered, that Thou would bless what has been spoken unto the heart. But now, O Lord, that Thou would go before, that Thou would not be absent, that Thou would come then with Thy Spirit, with Thy grace and with Thy mercy, that Thy voice may go forth. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Let us close with the singing of Psalter 203. All the stanzas. In sweet communion, Lord, with Thee I constantly abide. My hand Thou holdest in Thy own to keep me near Thy side. 1 through 5 of 203. Thank you.
Receive now the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.